something for the weekend on Classic Hits, and Deirdre Ryan is here from drdogcare.ie. She is a dog groomer and also a dog trainer. So question for you, Deirdre. Is there any particular breed, Deirdre, you think that is very difficult to train for somebody who may have not had a dog before and they're thinking about getting a dog? Some are probably easier, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to breed traits and what they were bred for, you know, some dogs, your typical hunting dogs, they were bred to be biddable. And they were also bred usually to be friendly with other dogs because, you know, back in the day, if they were taken out and even still now, with some of them taken out hunting, they were expected to get on with all the other dogs there and to be calm and to be biddable and to be focused on the person. The opposite extreme then is the like of your huskies, which can, you know, went through a phase of being very popular because they're beautiful little pups. But they are an intensely difficult dog to have for life. Beautiful dogs, but they have an independent nature and they want to run. Because that's what they were bred to do.
So they'll run with you at the end of that lead and you'll be lying on the floor.
Exactly. Or you need to get out there, and there are some clubs out there, I think there's one up in Galway that does husky running. Husky obviously won't be a sled, but there's some kind of contractions that they can be which is fantastic. And that's another thing I meant to mention. There's so many dog sports out there that will help you through this tricky phase to give your dog something to do. You know, there's agility clubs. I saw somebody has started flyball in this country, which never was done before. You know, at Crufts, when, you know, they have these races of dogs that they race down and pick up a ball and race back. It's very fun to look. It's absolutely mental. But that's starting. And there's rally obedience, there's obedience. A lot of scent work is becoming very popular, again, for the likes of your beagles and any of those scent dogs, your basset hounds, to tap into what they enjoy in life. Will really enhance your relationship with them, and in return, you'll have a fantastic recall.
Yeah. And how are you coping now with COVID, Deirdre? Are you able to do your obedience classes and that kind of thing?
I have a lovely local area here called Lees Road, and I got permission to run classes there. I've shortened the classes a bit because you never know when restrictions are going to change. So I've shortened my 4-week class to a 2-week class, but I've made it an hour and a half each session.
Yeah.
That's been very successful. I've been delighted to be able to do that. So it's always a bit tricky with the weather training outside, but we've been lucky. But yeah, I've got a lot of dogs and puppies through the classes now in the last few months, which has been great, which will hopefully. And that's another thing, you know, even if you brought your dog to puppy classes through COVID or maybe did some distance learning, often people will come back when the dog is a year old or 18 months old. Again, just to remind them of the training and to imprint it a little bit more, because, you know, you see very different issues from a 12-week-old pup than you will an adult dog, an 18-month-old dog. You know, the training and the consistency will be pretty much the same, but, you know, you'll have other hurdles to overcome. And it can be hugely helpful to go back and do a training class with your adolescent dog to get you back under control, to get the dog back under control, and just to remind him of all those good habits that you maybe had done early on and have maybe gone a bit waylaid.
And can you teach an old dog new tricks, Deirdre? That is the question.
Absolutely. And after having my kids, I went back doing obedience training about 3 or 4 years ago. And I was bringing my younger dog, and then her mother, who's like 6 years older, she was 12 at the time, you know, she had done obedience years earlier, and she kept running over and trying to do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she actually remembered it all. So I said, right, sure, I'll bring you to the shows as well. And she was beating. The one thing I did have to train her was the retrieve, which is where they run out and pick up a dumbbell and bring it back and present, which she had never done. But she learned it in like 6 weeks, and she was actually beating her daughter in these obedience competitions. So absolutely.
Competitiveness in that household. Brilliant. Well,
absolutely.
Deirdre, how can we contact you if we want to get some more info on how to control our dogs and kind of make life easier for everyone as well? You'll enjoy your dog more if you have them under control.
Absolutely. And listen, there's trainers all over the country that would be only delighted to willing to help. And there's equipment. If you know, for whatever reason, you can't get your dog off lead, there's front attached harnesses, there's head collars, and, you know, worst case scenario to get you over the lump, you know, there's dog walkers out there that will be able to help. But I can be found on drdogcare.ie, and I'm on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube too. But there's plenty of trainers all over the country.
Okay. Deirdre, we'll catch up very soon. Thanks so much for that info. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.